Most important metrics you're measuring: user experience design. Upon launching a new website or a mobile app, we wonder about how well it would do in the ongoing market. The uncertainty of your product succeeding or failing makes one oblivious to the basic factors that go behind it. 4. At the end of the day, it is about your user and their experience upon using an app or engaging on a website. A meaningful user experience helps you, as an organization, to define a user's journey and experience on your app or website, which is conducive to succeeding in the business. The metrics we miss. We often overlook the fact that developing a highly cognitive UX design is important and it cannot be measured by the occasional appreciation of users or bots that are scrambled over the internet. In order to grab the attention of actual users, it is a mandate to conceptualize psychology with design principles for an elegant UI to create a significant product. Upon further usage, it is necessary to track user feedback, which shall help you determine what is going on with your product. Only then we can know what is going on with your app or website. However, we still fail to understand why it is happening, which is more crucial than a basic understanding of what is happening. This is because we fail to tie the accounted metrics to the design decisions made at the initial stage. UX metrics acts as a key element to track changes over time and formulating the iterations of your product to those of the competitors and creating better and more efficient products. The significance of user experience metrics. Know why you should be tracking UX metrics for your digital products and services. By doing so, you shall find the answers to your questions yet asked and harbor it to make necessary changes. User satisfaction. The most efficient barometer of the quality of the UX is measured in terms of user satisfaction. With the use of UX metrics, you can hold surveys that will help you capture satisfactory ratings and the reasons behind it. The results are then evaluated to bring forth modifications to suit user needs. Usability of the product. Usability of a product is a minor differentiator, however, it is important in terms of calculating user experience. By using the System Usability Scale or SUS, usability can be measured by asking 10 questions following usability testing or to users who are accustomed to the products and services to provide legitimate feedback. Share/recommend. Users often share their though or recommend the products and services used, both analog and digital products. Knowing so is possible via the Net Promoter Score or NPS, a type of UX metrics. You can ask a single question and calculate the NPS score, which shall confirm the loyalty of your users. Online ratings. Ratings of products are essential not only to measure user experience but also to garner the attention of potential users, for ratings hold great value in terms of judging a new product. Therefore, using a 5-point scale can help you measure the UX metrics and you can follow up to the conversion of the same. Descriptions. Product descriptions by users are key to UX metrics that help determine the acceptance and reaction of the users. By using Microsoft's product reaction cards, users can pick 5 adjectives describing the usability of the product. This way you know how your product is being perceived in the industry and by users. Questionnaire. If we could understand the user's feedback and evaluate the quality of the product or services, it would definitely provide us with ample information based on the UX metric to determine how the product is faring. Using the standardized user experience percentile rank questionnaire or SUPRQ, which holds an 8-question usability test for users, we can assess the results and compare with competitors. Overall engagement. There are multiple factors that complement the engagement of a product by users. It depends on the percentage of users who succeeded in completing their task, the average number of errors made, the total time taken, and most importantly the experience of availing the product or service, which can be measured by single-ease question or SQ in the TPI or Task Performance Indicator, the calculation of which can be used to determine the user's overall experience in completing the task from start to finish. All of the above-mentioned UX metrics can be attained with a proper survey, knowing your audience, interface testing, evaluating design patterns and style guides, testing the wireframes and prototypes and following through the user flow and the sitemap. To surmise, if the UX design is created and followed through effectively, The result is fruitful for both the user and the provider. Got an idea how important this metrics is? Get in touch with one of the leading UX designing company.